The reading from the prologue of Pilgrim on the Feast of the Protection of the Most Holy Theotokos, October 1st. From time immemorial, the Church has celebrated the Most Holy Theotokos as the patroness and protectress of the Christian people, who by her intercessory prayers implores God's mercy for us sinners. The help of the Most Holy Mother of God has been clearly shown numerous times to individuals and to nations, in peace and in war, in monastic deserts and in densely populated cities. The event that the Church commemorates and celebrates today confirms the Theotokos' consistent protection of Christian people. On October 1st, 9/11, during the reign of Emperor Leo the Wise, there was an all-night vigil in the Black Granite Church of the Mother of God in Constantinople. The church was full of people. St. Andrew, the fool for Christ, was standing in the rear of the church with his disciple Epiphanius. At 4 o'clock in the morning, the Most Holy Theotokos appeared above the people, holding her amphorion outstretched as a protective covering for the faithful. She was clothed in gold encrusted purple and shone with an ineffable radiance. Surrounded by apostles, saints, martyrs, and virgins, St. Andrew said to Blessed Epiphanius, "You see, brother, the Queen and Lady of all praying for the whole world." Epiphanius replied, "I see, Father," and was struck with amazement. The Feast of the Protection was instituted to commemorate this event and to remind us that we can prayerfully receive the unceasing protection of the Most Holy Theotokos in any time of difficulty. The historical reason that they were meeting in that vigil was because they were being attacked by the Slavic people who were not yet Christianized. And it's ironic, and by the way, all the boats like crashed into each other. It's an amazing rescue. But the ironic part is the Russian church, they celebrate this feast with great, you know, joy, great solemnity. And the Greeks, not so much, you know. And they're the ones who were saved at that time. The Most Holy Theotokos has often appeared to holy men in need, sometimes to encourage them in their asceticism, or to heal them from sickness, or to reveal a certain mystery. Two similar wonderful events took place in the Great Lava on the Holy Mountain. During Great Lent, during the chanting of the great Akathist, St. John Kupazilis, who we also commemorate today, was tired and sat down, facing the icon of the Theotokos. As he sat, he fell asleep. Just then, the Most Pure One appeared to him in heavenly light and said, "Rejoice, O John, chant and do not stop chanting, and for this I will not abandon you." With this, she placed a gold coin in John's hand. When he woke from sleep, the gold coin was still in his hand. After this, many wonderful miracles were worked from the icon of the Theotokos as well as from the gold coin. The second incident involved St. Gregory the monk, who, like John Kupazilis, was a church cantor. Patriarch Callistos had established that during the liturgy of St. Basil the Great, all creation rejoices in thee, be sung. In place of it is truly meet to bless the Theotokos. His successor, the Patriarch Philotheos, rescinded this, reinstating it is truly meet because of its brevity, shorter. But then, on the eve of the Theophany and in the presence of Patriarch Gregory of Alexandria, St. Gregory sang, "All creation rejoices in thee" instead. Immediately after this, the Holy Most Pure One appeared to him, and as she had done to John Kupazilis, placed a gold coin in his hand. She said, "I am very grateful for your singing in my honor." Because of this, it was instituted that all liturgies of St. Basil would thereafter include all creation rejoices in thee. So you see, we don't just arbitrarily choose which hymns you do and not do and have a committee, you know, deciding which hymns are going to come next. We leave that to people like the Mother of God.